The web has moved way beyond EndNote and Delicious when it comes to collecting and sharing resources. In my first personal website, I maintained a bibliography of learning technology resources by hand. When I wrote a paper, I tried to remember to copy and paste old citations from the master bibliography into the new paper, and new citations from the paper into the bibliography. Needless to say, I usually forgot. I was sure I had the bibliographic information somewhere, usually in the last draft of the last paper I wrote. Sometime later, when I started working at Brooks in 2000, EndNote became the main tool for maintaining my references. It was great! Cite while you write! But the relentless advance of operating systems, word processors, and versions of EndNote meant they were always out of step, and then I moved to a Mac, and the Windows-only cite while you write no longer worked, and then it did, and then it didn't. I'm convinced that reference management and citation tools are essential to contemporary academic practice. Moreover, I am convinced that collaborative or social citation will become essential to community knowledge building, but there are so many tools with which to do this. How can we mandate? Should we? Or is the urge to categorize and classify just so last millennium? Patsy has compiled a list of social citation tools available as a PDF. In the virtual classroom last week, I asked, given this complexity, how can we develop appropriate social citation practices for this course and for the courses that we teach? I suggested provocatively that the obvious thing for bookmarking was for us all to get a Bibsonomy account, friend each other, and agree some common tags. And for citation, get Zotero and share a library. But we all agreed there was something wrong with this picture. How can we, as teachers, fix it for ourselves and for our learners? This is our second task for the week.